Well, good morning, everyone. You know, I'm looking forward to it. A week from now, we're going to have a bunch of people here and a bunch of fellowship and a lot of time to learn to love. So, I'm going to go to Acts 7. I'm going to read 59 and 60. And this kind of ties into Luke 23:34, too. To set the stage on this, this is at Stephen's stoning, when he's being stoned. And, of course, the Apostle Paul was there, or Saul at the time was there. And this is something that Stephen said as he gave up the ghost. 59, and they stoned Stephen, calling upon God and saying, "Lord Jesus, receive my spirit." And he kneeled down and cried with a loud voice, "Lord, lay not this sin to their charge." And when he had said this, he fell asleep. Now you also see this in Luke 23, where Jesus said, "Forgive them, for they know not what they do." Okay? So you see Jesus not holding the sin of the people who crucified him, as well as you see Stephen not holding the sin to those who killed him. And I came across something interesting yesterday, actually. And today's an anniversary. It's the 10th anniversary of a very tragic event. And I'm going to gloss over some of the details here. 10 years ago, there was a shooting in the Amish country. I don't know anybody over 20 years old probably maybe remember this. You know, a father of three broke into a school and drove out the parents and the boys and did some unmentionable acts to it. But I read something the other day I thought was very interesting. Now, those, and I don't know that much about the Amish, other than they drive buggies and, you know, they're kind of a close-knit community and everything. But anyway, what happened after this event 10 years ago, within hours of the event, the Amish sent an elder to the parents of the person who did this atrocious act. They sent an elder to the family and said, "We don't hold you responsible for this." They sent because they knew that the parents would naturally feel some responsibility for what happened. But they sent forth and they said, "We don't hold you accountable for this." And the thing that really came up in this whole thing that I read was just the incredible agape love that the Amish extended not only to the family, but to others in this whole event. And I look at that and I see this. You know, here this event happened, and not everyone was killed. But what happened was they came to the parents and they said, "You know, we had a tragic loss, but you had a tragic loss too, because the son committed suicide in the process of this thing." Okay, he did his deed, he committed suicide. And I see the incredible love, that agape love, that they extended to the family. You know, after this tragic event, they had the funeral for the guy who committed suicide. And the Amish, the very parents of the Amish who lost their children, showed up at the funeral for this man's family and blocked the media from intruding on this very grievous time for them. Now, I look at myself. I mean, gosh, would I want to be there? I would say, for me, that'd be a very difficult thing to do. But see, they recognized that the only way they were going to be free of what happened was to give that agape love to others, to give and to extend that agape love to the family, because that family had lost someone too. And I look at that and I see that. And one of the things that they talked about, which I thought was interesting, and I don't, like I said, I don't know that much about the Amish. I'm sure others know a better place of it. But see, they believe, which is right, that you must forgive first. That you send forth that forgiveness first in agape love, and then you fight through the emotional side of that. So within hours of this event, they extended that love, and then they dealt with the other side of that. And I look at that, and I see myself, and it convicts me. Am I willing to do the same? And I'm not talking about that sort of event. I mean, that would be hard. I'm talking about in my day-to-day life. Am I willing to send forth that forgiveness and then fight through that emotional stuff of the flesh that comes up afterwards, so not only that I can be free of it, but that other person can be free of it? You know, I know that one of the things he mentioned is one of the fathers whose child was not lost, she's in a catatonic state. And he made a comment saying that he daily has to fight through that anger and bitterness because he has a day-to-day reminder of what happened. We have to do the same. You know, when you look at what Jesus did and you look at what Stephen did, that's what they did. And we know that Jesus is our example, and Stephen is a man who live that example. And the interesting thing about this whole tragedy is the mother of the guy who did this act has been accepted into the community of the Amish. And she's a part of the lives of everybody who had suffered any of the tragedy of that day. They chose to love her because they knew that the only way that they could be free was to give that love to her. You know, I look at that day and, you know, it was one of those days that Satan would have had a great victory. Jesus has a bigger victory that day because he showed the love of Jesus Christ came forth and overcame that. And that's an example for me to know that I have to do the same. I have to do that same. It's all about love.